Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jail. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dawg. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Never even made the air.
Oh my God!
But it's gonna make the air tonight.
Did you call him? Did you call him? Tell him we was playing it.
No, I didn't.
No, man.
I ain't got his new number, man.
Damn, you still ain't got no numbers.
Nah, his grandma's still mad at me, man.
Nah, damn, man.
That was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, hey.
Is she hot?
Yeah. 2 years ago, yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, she don't talk to me, so I don't call the house.
I'm scared. I might get hung up on. I'm running slow as hell, man. So I'm talking super slow. You know what I mean? I'm going to just hit one and see how fast it go.
Okay, well, I mean,
sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
Oh, that wasn't too bad. There wasn't too much of a delay.
Nah, you good.
I think this
mother,
is
I see your brother. Cuss one if you want to talk. I think she's supposed to press one first if she want to talk, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Might not want to talk to us yet. Might be frying chicken.
Oh, okay. Well, what's up, man? What's going on tonight, man?
I don't know, man. I'm looking to have a good time tonight, man. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to have a good time.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the show.
All right. Well, now she plays one.
See, don't you show up on my screen.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going down, baby?
Nothing much.
What's happening?
Not so much. How y'all doing tonight?
Just networking, politicking like we're doing all that time, baby. All right, check this out. We got a prank tonight, man. I added it. So, I mean, if it's your cousin that you name you here, don't get mad at her.
Okay.
Just saying, it's an unedited prank. It's a prank we never aired before. We never edited it and nothing. So, kind of funny. Yeah, it was kind of funny to me. But all parties involved might not think it was so funny, but I thought it was pretty damn funny.
I bet.
It was funny up until the end. You know what I mean?
We'll get our ass kicked one day.
Hey, my grandma got on the phone. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This motherfucker here. Why didn't put your grandma on the phone?
As the kids say, shit got real.
Real, real.
Really, I want to hear this.
Mother, what's going on with you?
I'm ready to hear this prank.
No, well, you know, we're gonna let it ride for the night out. We're gonna let it ride for the night out.
Oh, Lord.
We're trying to hear what's going on with you. What's going on in your life right about now?
Right now, I'm finna make me a hot bath with Epsom salt and bubbles and soak while I'm enjoying Sin City.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. I don't hear nothing.
You don't hear nothing?
Nah, little baby must be gone. You must got the house to yourself.
Uh-oh, she's in the bed already.
Oh, okay. That means we be over after the show.
Yeah, she's knocked out.
Yo. See, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this because, see, he didn't do this for me. All right, y'all. September 20th is my man's birthday. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's birthday, September 20th. See, he didn't do this shit for me last Thursday. He didn't say, well, before we go on, you know, next time we come on the air, it'll be the day after.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm going to let it be known that September 20th is my man, Father Time, be 1 year older. So,
and a happy birthday to you again.
Thank you. No, motherfucker. Stop.
Oh, my bad.
That was me.
Hey. My bad. I meant to do that, dog, but.
Yeah, I see, man. Ain't no love being shown here, man.
I wish happy birthday like 2 in the morning, dog.
And I appreciate all the birthday love, but damn, man, I need some birthday love on SinCityRadio.Name.com. I mean, Facebook love was cool. I liked it. I loved it. I appreciated it. I'd rather have it on SinCityRadio.Name.com.
That was my plan.
I mean, I had damn near 200 people wish me happy birthday on Facebook, which, like I said, nothing but love, and I appreciate it. I love it. But, damn, if I could get just half you motherfuckers to participate in our website.
Yeah, that's true. I wish you had the birthday on the website, dog.
Yeah, you did, and I thank you very much, brother. I thank you very much.
You share a birthday with somebody that's on there, too.
I sent you a birthday picture, but I didn't send it on Sin City because I...
Yeah. And who was that?
Oh, just a picture.
I didn't see nothing bogus about it.
I didn't either. That's why I said
it. I thought it was a deep trick. I was like, well.
Yes, exactly. I was like, I know he would like this.
Okay. I felt like, well.
Yeah, I knew you would like it.
I was like, well, what's so bogus about it?
Half the shit that I did see was bogus.
Well, I'm glad you said
that. But I wanted to put a smile on your face. I didn't want you to throw up. I didn't know if you was eating or not. So.
I definitely smiled when I saw it. So.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of picture it was, man? I'm like in the dark like a motherfucker. What was supposed to be bogus about it?
She was very limber. it wasn't nothing bogus about it, but she was, it was like, you know, on Facebook they got you bogus pictures, and, you know, half the pictures be bogus, you know, how could you come out the house looking like this? This chick.
Look at her, she, man, she damn near flipped her body. She could lick her ass crack.
What?
And she was standing straight up. That's how limber she was.
Yeah.
Post it. I want to see that shit.
If she lifted her head up, she could lift her, she could lick her ass crack.
Right.
I didn't. All right, brother. Damn.
I'm just saying, if her head went that far back.
Yeah, she was limber.
Yeah, as limber as she was, I mean, dog, her leg, you have to see the picture.
Her legs wasn't bent or nothing. She was just standing straight up. And her head was like...
between her legs and just bent over. And I mean, I was like, wow. I was thoroughly impressed. Okay.
Now,
well,
I tried to do it.
Well, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
My nigga, what's happening?
Sizzle. Sizzle, dog.
Just chilling, Mike, just waiting on this bitch to finish sucking dick so I get my cut. And you know, you already know.
Oh, wow.
Anything goes when it comes to hoes because pimping ain't easy.
We had to shake this spot. Them bartender ugly ass bitches got to hating on my bitch and shit. Like, you know what I mean? So we have to shake the spot. You know how it go. You know what I mean? I got a real bitch, so she got clientele. Huh?
Did the bartender start hating on her?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, her tips got cut short once me and my bitch came in up. So so she got the hating and shit, you know what I mean? Talking about some prostitution shit, you feel me? But, you know, it's all gravy, though, you know what I mean? A good hoe gonna always have more than one trick to turn, you feel me? So I just moved on to the next one, you feel me? So it is what it is. It's all gravy. All
right. Right, man. Wait, Lo, what's happening, dog?
What's up, man?
Chilling. Networking.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, though, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
What's the topic for tonight? What y'all spitting on, dude?
I'm trying to see what
the hoes at.
Shit, it's my birthday week.
That's the topic of the night. What the hoes at? I got one right now. $100. You feel me? If you're
it's his
birthday.
Like, he
should right
get that for free.
He can't get it for free, huh? I ain't talking about him. I'm talking about everybody else on the line, huh?
Okay.
What? You want to suck some pussy or you want to get your pussy sucked? I got you. Huh? Where you at? Huh?
I can get all that for free, baby. I ain't worried about it.
You can get it for free, too, through me. What? I ain't trying to charge you nothing. She might not even suck your pussy. That might be the one to suck it, huh?
Okay, I hear that.
Sound like a love connection. Boy, I tell you, only on Sin City can you make a love connection like this.
What?
Hey, they both in nap, so you never know.
She must not know what he's talking to. What? Hey, pussy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What? And beat it up. What? We got a combo. Fuck with me. What?
You need some Dr. Tishman.
I need some who?
Concentrate.
I don't need to concentrate. Shit, you need to concentrate.
No, I didn't say how you needed to concentrate. I said you needed some concentrated Dr. Tishman.
For what?
If you eating pussy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I don't need none because I don't know what to eat and what not to eat, goddamn it.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker pass you a bad plate, you're going to be like, oh, no, I'm good. I ain't even hungry no more. How many times been to a barbecue and motherfuckers done cook some fucked up shit? Like, no, I'm good. Something be growling like a motherfucker. Like, no, I'm good. Same shit here. Ain't no different story with pussy. God damn it. Yeah, I love to eat some pussy and fuck some pussy and all that, but if that shit ain't right, huh? I'm good, I pass. where my real niggas at? Say something, goddamn it. Don't let me out of this motherfucker and leave me out here. Goddamn it. Speak up, goddamn it. Where my niggas at? Speak up.
Shit, I'm right here. I'm fucking, bro. I'm right here.
Y'all got me feeling lonely in this motherfucker. You had it.
You're the only one, bro.
Huh? I did, goddamn it.
There we go.
That's what I'm doing in the late night hours.
Around
what, hey, that's all you hear when I be doing it, too, is a motherfucker. Goddamn it. I'm creeping. You heard me? Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm about to say that's about all you hear. Hey, show them the nigga come.
Hey, that's what a nigga hit on his way home. Like, oh, shit, I'm late.
I'm late, this motherfucker. Now, I hear these motherfucking crickets.
Oh, shit, I'm late.
Hey, crickets, because you hear motherfucker. Yeah, you call.
Yeah, for sure. We just reminded you of how late it is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but ain't dog. Hey, ain't something that's feeling in the world, dog. When you be walking in, you be like, oh, I know I'm late. Hey,
right.
You try to ease on the couch, lay down. I'm like, you
right.
Did that same time. Then, the motherfucker.
Hey, look, check this one out, though. How about trying to sneak in and wash your dick? That's some hard ass shit to do. You got to be a motherfucking super creeper to do that. Hey, look, what you know about getting to the crib? But sometimes you can't out, because sometimes you might get in the car, so you can't wash up. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got to turn that motherfucker. You go in the bathroom and you got to turn that motherfucker faucet on real super low. You feel what I'm saying?
It takes like 10 minutes
to wet the towel.
Right.
Keep your whole bag in the car with a bottle of water.
I done did that too.
My AB wipes in a glove compartment.
Yes,
No, because you might go home and get some hair. Well, shit, I'd be like, man, fuck all that. Boy. I mean, what you think? Like, no. You might get this old bitch. No.
Just go to sleep. Go to sleep.
I'm tired. My stomach hurt.
I done drunk too much. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Hey, there's so many times I'd be like, I'd be wondering, wish a nigga had a period. I'd be like, I'm on my period, bitch. So I got to make up some shit. It's hard for a nigga, though. A nigga can't use that period roll. It'd be so many times bitches use that period roll. It don't even bleed.
Right.
Like, bitch, I know your pussy just tanking right now, so you're going to send you a period. You feel me?
That or she doesn't fuck somebody else.
Hey, that too. You see what I'm saying? But I'm quite sure it's a few females that, you know what I mean, can recognize that shit. If you can't recognize it, you not seen it through your girl. You know what I mean? Want to give a nigga some pussy, but they shit fucked up, you know, running at the fucking time, so they run some bullshit. Oh, I'm on my rag. But you ain't on your rag. You need to get on it.
And did he fight that? When you on that last week?
Oh,
this is a long period.
What? Right. I'm quite sure. A long period since you've been to the bathroom to watch that funky monkey keep that shit.
You is crazy.
Ain't no disrespect to none of y'all females that's online. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about the dirty assholes that I don't
rate. No, I'm taking.
Oh, for sure. Because you sound like you sound like your pussy tastes good, too.
It do. It's delicious.
I'll say that's
buttercream,
baby.
Buttercream, that's my favorite flavor. How you know that?
Mm.
I love buttercream. You the one in that, ain't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the west side, the best side. What side you on?
I'm on the southwest side.
Oh, shit, you're them fucking president's-ass crackers, man. I just love this stuff. Matter of fact, I'm out south right now. Now that I'm thinking of, I'm out south right now. I'm out south right now. Oh, yeah, I love that. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Hey, he sound like Bush from college. I was waiting on, after that old year, I was waiting on the giggity giggity.
Hey, I'm from like Quagmire. You feel me? I'm from like Quagmire with a tan, though. With a tan. You feel me? I'm Quagmire with a tan.
Hey, dog, when you set the page, that's what you have to put on that, a black Quagmire.
For sure. For sure.
Waylon, what's going on with you, dog? Did you
shit, man.
Did you ever get that crazy motherfucker off you?
Oh yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, I took care of that. God damn, you through already? God damn, I love
you.
God damn it. Make a motherfucker come in 15 seconds.
Shit, okay, I'm in there to give my motherfucker money. Fuck the pussy. Damn, make a motherfucker bring my pussy till I got off.
Motherfucker. Hey, I'm going to call y'all back, man. I got to take care of some business. You dig?
All right, man.
Yeah, city. Love, my nigga. All right,
nigga.
All right,
nigga.
Oh, have mercy.
Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
Hey, Janine.
We just got Dizzle off the phone. He pimping it home. He's pimping it home.
Oh.
Hey, you just heard your real life, your first time real life bitch put on a track on Sin City. He got the bitch on the track while he's talking on Sin City. God damn. He had the bitch on the track while he's talking on Sin City. Hey, Tom, but that's the first one here, ain't it?
Yeah. Indeed.
The motherfucker
he called
back. Hey, the motherfucker had a bitch on the track. Wait a minute, well, hold on. While she gonna do this, I'm gonna call in the CSC real quick.
Man, he was surprised. Talking about, damn, you done already?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah.
Damn, he's like, damn, you done already? Like, God damn. She in the background like, shit, I hurried up with this. God damn.
He was all on my pussy. I just like to eat that.
Dirty motherfucker ain't come by here not one time. So what's going on, people? Let's get this show started. I mean, we had to listen to the name. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. I just got back. Sorry, I'm late.
Where were you at?
Oh, I was went out to dinner at the Marriott.
Sounds nice.
You went out to dinner at the Marriott?
Yes.
You served dinner at the Marriott?
Yep, at this one they did.
Why you just didn't get a room?
I didn't go there.
That's
for
that. That's what dinner was at.
I just, no, it was not in no room. Y'all always be trying to start stuff. So.
I'm fucking with you.
No, it was not.
It wasn't that type of party?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, well, I mean, give us some details. Was a dude a gentleman? I mean, what's going on?
Who did I say I went with a dude? I did not say I went with a dude.
Well, you said you went to dinner. I just automatically
assumed
thought
he made an ass out of.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't use that word.
I say I was with no dude.
Well, okay. Well, did you enjoy your dinner with whoever you was with?
Yes, I did.
Did it happen to be male or female?
It was female.
Oh, so you went to dinner with your girl?
Yes, I did.
Why you just still say that?
I just said I went out to dinner.
I mean, he expects you to tell him where you went, what you ate, what you drank, how many drinks you had.
Well, she went to dinner with a female. She already know what she ate.
No, Oh, it got real jokes today.
Well, we got a hell of a prank, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. I want to remember the one little thing we talked about, the guy, the billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to talk about that story?
Yeah, I'll right,
y'all, check this out. I was, I'd be up at night watching, up, a little late watching TV, right? I'm watching one of them detective shows. All right, and you got this dude, he's a millionaire. He was married to this lady, right? They were married for, I don't know, 15, 16 years or something. They were swingers in the beginning of that marriage. You know, they were swingers. So the wife gets pregnant. She decides she doesn't want to swing anymore. So it pissed dude off, right? He got mad.
I seen that.
You seen this one? He
yeah.
ended up leaving. He ended up leaving the house. So she filed for a divorce, right? And when they went to court, you know, the judge told dude he had to give his ex-wife $450,000, one lump sum, and then $10,000 a month for child support.
What?
Yeah, he had to give up $450,000. Dude had money. He had to give up $450,000, one lump sum, and then he had to give her $10,000 a month for the next 5 years for child support. So, of course, dude didn't agree with it, right? He got mad. You know, judge like, well, look, that's what you're going to pay, and that's it. So he like, all right, fuck it. I got something for y'all. So what he did was he went back to his house where him and his ex-wife used to live and a baby. He had his friend watch the baby. He took the ex-wife downstairs and killed her.
What?
Yeah, he took the ex-wife downstairs, killed her, came back upstairs, kissed his daughter, and left. Right? Now, all this time, he had already bought a new gun. So he done went up on the roof about four blocks down from the courthouse, and then the motherfucker turned around and sniped the judge.
Oh,
he popped the judge.
What?
Because the judge pissed him off. $450,000? He popped the judge.
How long did he get away with this?
Oh, after he shot the judge, he left for like 2 or 3 weeks. Then he ended up turning himself in because, you know, he thought he was smarter than the police. He thought he could beat it. And they locked his ass up.
Mm.
But the key is, he shot the judge.
Mm.
That's the key. That's what every man that had been in child support court wanted to do to the judge. This motherfucker actually did it. He bought a sniper rifle, got on the roof, four blocks away, and sniped the judge. And then they had the judge on there talking about it. The judge said he thought his cell phone exploded in his shirt pocket. Then he realized he didn't have a cell phone, and now he on the floor, bleeding like a motherfucker. He didn't shot him in the chest, sniped him.
So did he die?
No, the judge lived.
Oh, wow.
I bet he ain't giving out no more $450 cases no more, though. You know what I mean?
He retired after that one.
No, I need him to be my judge. Because he's siding with all the men. He don't give a fuck what the circumstances is.
Mm.
No, you ain't got to pay nothing, dog.
Mm-mm.
You go and get out of here. She lying. I know she lying. Go ahead. Go ahead and leave, man. Go ahead.
All you got to do is mean mug him and do that little finger like you shooting at him. Just say, pow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did say the dude stared at him. He said the dude glared at him when he walked out the court.
That wasn't no
after the judge told him $450,000, he said
you
glared at him.
Oh.
$450,000. Lump sum. He wants that money now. And dude tried to freeze. He tried to hide his money. They froze his cash.
Oh.
So he was stuck. He killed everybody. He sniped a judge.
Shit, well,
he's a hero.
He should have got a goddamn headshot.
He's a hero, man. He's my hero. He sniped a judge.
You is crazy.
He is a hero.
because if I could have got away with killing that judge, I'd have shot his cripple ass a long time ago.
He's a hero, man. He's every father that got fucked over hero.
That's how you do it. Now think twice, motherfucker. I bet you won't.
You know what I'm saying? He all the judges, they siding with the men now, man. He sniped a judge.
That's crazy.
He got life for it, but even in jail, he a hero. Everybody giving him love in jail. That's how you do it, dog.
I wonder if he can use his money that they froze. Can he use that money to, you know, keep his books up? You know what I mean?
Nah, all that shit seized. They take
really?
All of that shit.
They should give it to his daughter, though. Like,
yeah, they
can't
give it to his daughter. Yeah. But he gets none of that shit no more.
He's a hero, man. He's my hero.
Shit, the money
was
going to her ass anyway.
Well, she was a little bitty. She's a little kid, man, like 4 or 5 years old.
My thing is,
you know what I mean?
He should have asked for a DNA. That's what he should have asked for.
No, his wife should have never stopped swinging, and it'd be all right.
No, because you know, if she, how you know she got pregnant because she stopped swinging?
No, she got pregnant is when she said she wanted to stop swinging. He's like, no, we ain't stopping. I like this.
Exactly. Do you not understand what I'm saying? So how she know it's his?
Right, if they were swinging.
Well, he's claiming it, so that's all that counts.
That baby probably didn't even his.
Right.
But think about it. If she would have never stopped, she'd still be living. He just wanted to swing, and he wanted to swing with her.
I mean, you can't make a motherfucker do no shit she don't want to do shit. She said no.
That's why she got smoked. That's my whole point.
I don't think that's why she got smoked. She got smoked because...
Trying to, that $450,000.
Yes, that's what that was.
But think about it, though. See, y'all missing the point. If
you're
she would have never filed for a divorce...
Because...
She would have never been awarded $450,000. She'd still be living.
Well, shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Part, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, he still sniped the judge, though. It don't get no better than that. Think about how many people in this world wanted to kill the judge, and he actually tried to do it.
Oh.
A child support judge at that.
I feel this pain, man. They charge, they want you to pay all this money every month, man. They don't care how you live. I don't blame dude. I know, man. I was rooting for him to get away at the end, man. I knew he was going to get, he didn't even get caught. He turned himself in.
So was this a real show? Like, what? Like,
yeah,
it's
called, I think it was the New Detective Show. It's called New Detectives.
So it's like a 48-hour type deal.
Exactly. It's just like one of those 48-hour shows. One of those detective shows.
I got
you. Know, it was a real live case.
Huh.
I see, man.
Shit.
You see all kind of dumb shit on there, man. Hello.
Yeah, I
thought I lost y'all for a second. My phone is beeping and shit. I'm like, what the hell?
People type, yeah.
But I guess we can, I guess we go ahead and jump into this prank. All right, y'all, I'm going to set the prank up for y'all. This was a prank that we did about 2 years ago. We never actually aired it. But we decided, what the fuck? All right, the prank is my cousin. And it was kind of wild. You know what I mean? I mean, it was one of those, we might have went too far. One of those, you might have went too far pranks. You know what I mean? For the subject.
It sounded good at the time.
Oh, yeah, it was good at the time. We didn't think about it at the time. But when you listen to it and you think about it, you can actually say, well, you know, y'all went a little too far with that one. You know what I mean? But it was funny. And at the end, y'all going to hear me trying to apologize.
So y'all tell me, y'all tell us if y'all think we went too far.
Hello.
Yes, I speak to Donrick Pauls.
Yes.
Donrick Pauls.
Who is this?
My name is Will Farrell, and I'm trying to call from. I'm calling in regards to your daughters, Destiny and Desiree Palms. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm calling from Child Services, and I really need to talk. I mean, I don't really know how to say this, so I'm just gonna come out and say it. Kadada Morgan is the parent, is the mother to your children, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Donrick, here's the problem. What was happening during, I want to make sure I get everything correct. Your kids were born September 28, 2003?
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is a difficult, I've been making these calls all day, and it don't get any easier. But what had happened was, okay, Kadada Morgan, well, an employee, he confessed to having some type of relationship with her, and what he said he did is he switched the results of the blood test to say that you were the father. In actuality, you were not the father.
I'm not the father.
No, you're not. I mean, he did this to, well, Kadada, and there's been numerous people that's calling in. I mean, it was a full investigation launched, and I know this is a very difficult thing to hear right now. But like I said, I've been doing this all day. It's like it's over 20 cases that we have, and it's, wow. I mean, it's really, I know it's a mind-blowing thing. So we're trying to get all type of, we're going to try to get all type of, we're trying to get everybody who's involved in this so everything can get cleared up and squared away.
Who is this?
My name is Will. I'm calling in for Child Services. Is this Don? The Donrick?
From Child Services, yeah.
Okay, all right. Like I said, what had happened was, I mean, what happened was the case got sent over to us because, like I said, it's a full investigation on it. Now, the guy, I mean, we don't know. That's why I said we're going to have to take a second DNA test because we don't know if the guy is making this up. I mean, we know two cases that he didn't make up. So we want to be safe than sorry. Now, he's saying that Kadada Morgan and Donrick Palms, along with many others, he switched those tests also so that they would say that you were the father.
You were the father?
Yes. Am I still speaking to Donrick?
No, this is not Donrick. This is Donrick's grandmother. What's the problem?
Okay, ma'am, with all due respect, I really need to speak to Donrick because it's like, you know, it's a situation that has something to do with him, and I really need to tell him that because it's kind of hard to, you know, you don't want to secondhand relay no type of messages, you know.
Well, who are you in the first place? Who are you?
Okay,
call
I'm
him.
My name.
They call him with some kind of information like that.
Okay.
You don't call nobody on no phone with nothing personal matters like that.
Okay,
now, I don't know
okay.
Who you are.
Okay, ma'am, I understand. I understand everybody's upset. I understand that. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news on the Sunday, but, ma'am, we're
no
just...
That ain't no bad news because he got paper to show that he's the father of his kids.
That's what we're trying to get resolved. That's what we're trying to tell him, that the Ma'am, may I just please speak to Donrick again, please?
What is your name?
My name is Will. My name is Will Farrell.
Will Farrell. Call him from where?
Farrell.
William R.L.
No, ma'am. Will Farrell. I'm calling, I mean, Child Services called us, and I mean, we have a case load.
So we're looking at Child Services
going to
get in touch with him.
That's what I'm trying to get in touch with, Donrick Paul. So I thought that's what I was just talking to.
I'm going to try to find out who you are, too.
Okay, okay, ma'am. I understand that, ma'am, but is there any way that I could speak to Donrick Palms again?
Hell, Donnie, I don't know who he is, but he said he ain't talking on no phone. If something like this is happening, they'll have him come down to the office.
Okay, well.
I don't know who you is.
Okay, ma'am, can I just please get him the information? I know it won't be done secondhand. Please, ma'am, I'm just trying to get it straight.
This is secondhand when you're talking to me.
Okay.
Because I'm just saying that I'm old enough to know better than any child saying on call here with some kind of mess like this.
Okay,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm not crazy.
I understand that, ma'am, and I'm just trying to get him the information where he can go to
but
and
no,
get everything
not supposed to give, you are not supposed to give him that information. You are not supposed, whoever you are.
Oh, well, ma'am,
if you get that
I'm,
kind of information, he gets, it's downtown that way he get information from, but not from you. I don't know.
How would he know where to go, ma'am, if I don't tell him?
He know where to go. He know where he went before.
Okay, ma'am, like I said, it's a full investigation going on. That's why we're trying to tell him where
well,
what he needs
investigation
to do.
They know where he lives. Why investigations haven't been here?
Okay,
now,
ma'am.
You ain't talking to, look, I'm a senior citizen, 82 years old, and you ain't talking to nobody crazy. Now,
I understand that, ma'am.
I don't know where you're getting your information from or who you're trying to talk to.
I'm trying to talk to Donrick Palms, ma'am. That's all.
I'm gonna have the operator check this line.
Okay, ma'am. Well, you could do that, but in the meantime, can I just please speak to Donrick one more time just to tell him what he needs to know?
He said he didn't want to talk to you because you can't tell him nothing. He had to get his information from downtown.
Okay, ma'am. All right.
That's right.
Okay. You have a good one. Oh, you better call him, dog. You better call him.
Wow.
You better call him, man.
He mad as hell at me, man. I'm going to be the talk of the family now.
You better call him, dog, because he's about to go crazy.
Oh, man. Hold on, dog.
Hey. Yeah, hey, you better call him, but hey, you better jump on the phone quick. Like, hey, this was me.
Son, this is Rod.
Yeah, you better say something.
Hey, man, you know I got a radio show? Okay, you know I do pranks? That was me, man. That was a joke, man. God. Oh, my bad, man. I ain't know, man. I was just playing a joke. I was just playing a prank on you, man. That's all. So tell our girl it's not that serious. Oh, shit. Oh, man. I didn't know that, man. If I would have knew that, man, I wouldn't even did that, man. Straight up. Tell our girl I'm sorry, man. I didn't know, man. So I'm gonna call you back, man. But tell her everything is all right, man. It was just a prank, man. All right, man. Damn, they mad. Our girl mad as hell at me, man. Woo! Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, she mad as hell at me, man.
What did he say?
And the
motherfucker. Oh, shit.
All right, y'all. She still ain't talked to me since that day.
Oh, my God. That was crazy.
2 years ago, he still ain't talked to
me. He ain't said a word to me since that day.
He probably punched her in her face as soon as he got off the phone.
She's like, son of a...
He probably knocked her two front teeth out.
I'm not the father.
Right, but look, for real, y'all, honestly, y'all think we went too far? Do anybody think it went too far?
I just think they can't take a joke. That's all that was.
I mean, I think that if she would not have, you know, hung up, then you could have told her, this is, just play along with me. We're doing a joke on your son. But then she probably would have flipped out.
Well, I didn't expect him to give her the phone. He should have stayed on the phone. It's your business. Handle your business. He going to get a phone to his grandma.
That motherfucker down there had a panic attack.
Now he went and punched that bitch in the mouth and not call her.
That fucking crazy. I'm not a father. That nigga heart drop, dog.
I'm telling you. That nigga passed out.
Man, you heard his fucking heart drop, dog, when he said he's not the father. That motherfucker was going to go in there and commit suicide. He was going to kill himself.
I'm not the father. What?
Oh, man. That motherfucker said, who is this? Who is this?
William Pharrell.
Monty said, I'm 82 years old. I ain't no damn fool. You don't call people with this kind of mess. Oh, man. It was hot.
Your auntie don't talk to you either?
She ain't talked to me since that day. Mm. If I call her, she'd be like, he ain't here. Hang up.
Damn.
She don't speak to me at all.
Damn.
I'm like, damn, it was just a joke. It's not that serious. Calm down. I mean, she was hollering on the phone. You don't do that. Man, it was just a joke. Damn. He should have put you on the phone. Well, was it at least funny to y'all?
Yeah.
No, it was
okay,
fun.
Good.
Yeah.
That was the whole purpose.
It was funny.
Man, that was crazy.
I thought she was going to get a little bit more emotional.
I thought she was going to start cussing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I ain't never heard a person
that
in my life.
If she started cussing, that would have been even funnier.
She a Christian woman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She didn't
now,
say
I'm
not a one cuss word.
Kick you this motherfucking phone and kick your black ass.
Right. That was just sound like it was covered. Can you imagine me trying to hold my composure? Did y'all hear she was snapping on me?
She was cussing you out without using cuss words.
I'm like, well, can I just, and I'm trying to get him back on the phone. Like, well, can I just, so I could be like, hey, Donnie, man, this is me, man. Hey, I'm trying to set you up, man. But she did not want to let him out of that phone. He don't want to talk. He don't want to talk. He's over there in tears. He went in there and got a gun hole. He went to West 38. He about to blow his motherfucking brains out.
Yeah, shit. I mean, you know, blood test, you know, come on, man. You know, this your kids, man. It's a goddamn joke.
I mean, we did say the dude switched the.
Yes, and he admitted to it. You did say that. So he started saying, he just told me you was cheating with this motherfucker. I knew it, bitch. Bow.
Yeah. You know, that probably would have really, well, I don't know, man. You think he would have really went and did something had we not never told him it was a joke?
I don't know, man.
He
loves
probably already
girls,
did
man.
It, and now she tell him every day, you see, I got to walk around with these parcels in my mouth.
No. I called him right away.
That don't mean nothing. It don't take nothing but 5 seconds to get knocked the fuck out.
No, she don't live with him. That's why I called him right away, because I don't know how he was going to react, because it wasn't going according to plan. You know what I mean? I wasn't expecting him to put his grandmama on the phone. I didn't expect none of that. And then when he said he didn't want to get the phone back, I'm like, well, how the fuck are we going to let you know it's a goddamn prank? You got to get back on the phone.
That's what you should have told her. That's what you should have told her. How are we going to be able to let him know this is just a prank if he don't put him back on the phone?
Well, he was doing everything he can to get her to put him back on the phone.
Yeah. But she
didn't
want to get back on the phone. It was funny either way it goes. It was funny. But I hate that you lost touch with a family member because of it.
Yeah, because of a damn prank. I mean, he cool with it, but she just refused to forget. I apologize 100 times.
She gonna take that to her grave.
Yeah.
And you
she was hot. Man, when I called back, she was cussing up a storm. And she was blaming it all on the baby mama. She that's her calling here with that mess.
Yes,
she blamed everything on the baby mama.
Baby mama did.
I mean, hey, shit.
I know the baby mama like, well, hold on. What the fuck did I do?
You had them people call this goddamn house.
Yeah, I don't think they get along anyway, so.
Right.
Hey, it worked, though. It worked perfectly. If he would have just got back on the phone, everything would have been good. His old scary ass kid to get back on the phone.
That was crazy.
He probably cried.
I know.
He probably
right?
did.
It was just
fucking
crazy. Oh my God.
It was just a joke. Come on now.
She seen him fall to the floor. She picked up the phone. Who was it? My grandbaby.
That probably might, that might have just happened too. Knowing him.
Just put my baby out on the floor like this. Who the
f***
am I talking to?
Nah, hold up. Hold up, man. We got a message from Love Child. I guess she was commenting on which we call earlier, the conversation earlier about the guy that sniped the judge. Now, she says, why be mad at the judge? The judge ain't the one that fucked and impregnated the chick. The dumbass who knew he didn't want to be a father should have shot his own damn self.
What you mean why he shoot the judge? He shot the judge because the judge took half his damn money.
I don't think it had to do with not wanting to be in the father. I think it had to do with this bitch divorcing and taking all my money.
Right, plus she stopped swinging.
And I don't think that even probably bothered them shit. I'm still going to get mad.
Well, I think he had every right to snipe the judge. I'm pissed off that he missed.
Yeah, I say he should have aimed for the head. I'm, was that you way low earlier said that he should have took a head shot?
Yeah, should have aimed for the head.
Aimed for the fucking head. Knocked the news out the back of his shit.
Well, he probably did, man. But you know, he a rookie on the rifle, and he 4 blocks away. He lucky to hit him.
Got to give that much. He did hit that motherfucker.
He did hit him.
He hit that son of a bitch from 4 blocks away.
On the roof,
he got to hold his breath.
Or something. He didn't adjust for the wind or something. But he did get a shot in. You know what I'm saying? He actually hit the body. So you got to give him an A for effort. At least he tried.
Well, now, let me ask, lady. Okay. So, I mean, they was doing a swing of things. And, I mean, okay, since the kid came, she said she didn't want to do it no more. And I'm just asking. Don't crucify me. I'm just asking. I mean, was that a legitimate reason to stop?
Well, all women have different types of emotions, and her emotions might have went straight mommy mode, and that's just like, you know what I'm saying, with you having a woman, and you used to swinging with her, and something traumatic happened, and she become a full-fledged Christian. You can't even get here no more.
What?
Well,
oops,
excuse me.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm definitely going to take her in the goddamn basement then.
My man, wait a minute. No. You all right, brother. You okay. I'm saying, well, what do you mean you can't get head no more? I mean,
like,
there,
you know
no
what I'm saying?
Pleasure?
I know a female who, you know what I'm saying, She used to sell her body and everything. She used to strip and everything. Her husband would sit on the front row while she lap danced for other motherfuckers and everything. But when it got down to it, and she got in church and everything, she said that she felt like she was violating herself.
Hold on before you finish that. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's happening, y'all? What's going on?
Hey.
Mr. B. Liquor Store, what's going on?
Okay. What's happening?
Not too much. You know I'm tuning in with y'all.
Okay, that's what's up. All
right,
okay.
Hold on for you. Bring her in for 1 hour. Okay, but you say they were married? She got in the church, and she just stopped completely once she got in the church, and they were married.
Yes. She still had sex with him and everything, but she said she was not going to violate. She said the same mouth that she pray to God with, she was not going to use that to put his penis in her mouth.
But she was just on some bullshit.
Yeah, that don't even make no sense when you really think about it. Because in all actuality, when you take your vows to marry, you know, you promise to hold yourself only for your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the whole purpose of getting married, right, is to, you know, create life. Now, obviously, through oral sex, you can't create life. But
that's your husband.
That's not just some any old body.
Right.
That's the stimulant to get to the motherfucking baby making.
Exactly.
Lord,
I mean,
please pray for the soul of this bitch and back up Tim and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
I couldn't understand it myself. I actually asked, I told her, I said, that don't make sense. I said, you know, not to be going all into the Bible and everything, but I thought I'd
hold on, butter, hold on a second. Somebody got to turn the computer down.
Yeah, I just did.
Okay. All right, there we go.
I told her, say, in the Bible, it said a married bed is not defiled. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can do whatever because you're married. You know what I mean?
All right.
So it's not a sin to fulfill your man's fantasies or whatever.
I just lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
Well, I'm pretty sure every time she sit down and pray, he look at the Bible and be like,
I don't see not one part of it.
It's not in.
No, motherfucker!
Hey, when I had got married, we had to go to these classes, right? And we had to talk to this chick, and it was a married couple in there. Now, mind you, this couple was old as fuck. I say it is about in their late 50s, early 60s or some shit. And, you know, they was old as fuck to me then.
All right.
And they was, like, asking all these questions, and then she got to this one thing. She was like, all right, I'm about to ask you guys some questions. It might be a little embarrassing, but, you know, we need to talk about it. I was like, here we go. She was like, how's you guys' sex life? You know, your sex life. Is it healthy? Because when you get married, you know, it's not, you guys shouldn't be having sex before marriage and all this other stuff. You should wait, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, but we all human, so I know that, you know, you guys are doing it, whatever. You guys got kids, blah, blah, blah. She was like, me and my husband, we couldn't wait till we got married. We got married. We had sex like wild rabbits. I was like, before we was in church. This lady is in church saying this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like,
married.
Yeah. She was like, anything you need to know about any child sexual activities, we have books, and you can always call me and ask. I was thinking to myself, you old ass lady, I ain't about to call your ass and ask you this shit.
Get it. Get it. Get it.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. We sitting in this bed, you talking about, okay, we married now, and you, but I feel like, I mean, like your friend said, I'm going to have to tell her. I mean, I'm sorry, you going to do something.
Fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes, fuck the socks with the bell on it, fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent, fuck them cheap ass cigars, fuck your yuck mouth teeth, fuck your hair piece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
That's right, what he told the preacher. For the pastor.
You know
what I'm saying? He's like, fuck you, pastor.
I mean, you trying to put your dick in her mouth. She, no.
Just wait till she go to sleep.
Yeah, hey, every time she get ready to go to sleep.
Let's get ready to rumble! Yeah, and while you doing that, the pastor outside the window.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
Right, that's all it is.
I'm going to
tell you.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all. I know this person.
All that bullshit.
I know this person who told me that this dude put his penis in her face, and she bit it, and she said this dude nutted as soon as she bit it.
Well, let's see who got the...
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
I mean, shit. She thought she was doing something slick. Right?
She was trying to hurt him, but he done it.
Uh-huh. And I bet as soon as he nutted, he was like...
She.
Got your motherfucking ass. I got you.
My shit shotgun set in and I'm gonna hurt somebody, goddammit.
I mean, how can you feel it really when your dick rock hard?
Oh, you can feel it.
It's teeth. Shit, the dick got the most thinnest part of skin on it on the whole entire body. You don't feel that shit.
But then he liked it, said.
Well, more power to him. You might be real fucking you up.
Okay, let me ask y'all this question, too. Does it irritate you for a female to play with your balls? Say y'all laying in the bed, butt-ass naked, and she just rubbing on your balls, or, you know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
Uh-uh.
But you do know you could get fucked after that, right?
I mean, that's probably what she's doing it for, but I mean...
Oh, okay. Well, long as you know, you ain't finna rub on them and then talk about, okay, good night, dear. You know, okay, good night.
Uh-uh. Yeah, stirred up all that damn nothing. You about to go to sleep? Oh, shit.
Like I said, I'm not a nurse, so I don't know what prostate do to you or nothing, but I told her, you know, if he's saying that his shit hurt or that it hurts when you play with his balls, then maybe he got something wrong with him.
Nah, she doing it with Russ.
Yeah, that's what that is.
She said she'd be rubbing him and everything, and he'd be like...
She probably got the big-ass man.
She got man hands.
Yeah. She ain't got man hands. She's like 4 foot... She like 4 foot 11. You know, she ain't got no man hands.
Oh, you
don't
know.
She still probably doing it too rough.
She ain't gonna caress you, Essie.
Nah, she ain't got no man head.
You don't know how she rubbing them.
I know how she was rubbing them.
How you know?
I said I know.
You ain't got no nuts, so how the hell do you know?
Because she was the one that was doing it, that's why.
No, I saw it.
She was there.
I saw it.
No, well, see, that just because you think that it wasn't being rubbed hard, I mean, he might have felt different. Evidently, he felt different. He told us to stop.
I really don't understand it, because from what I saw, it looked like she was just tickling his balls.
She might have a chipped nail or something. I mean, anything can happen. Shit.
That's what I was saying. You could have fucking suck on a man's balls the wrong way and get that nigga a stomach ache from hell. Some women suck too hard.
He said it hurt and it would feel uncomfortable.
Well, she wasn't doing right. I mean, hell, I've been in a situation where motherfucker didn't suck the ball.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Yeah, I'm gonna bust that bitch in her forehead. Shit, bitch, don't you suck like that? Is you crazy?
Wow.
You suck with my balls all hard like that. Shit, is you out your goddamn mind?
I've never had that problem, so I don't know.
Hey, Cass, you know what happened to me? Motherfucker grabbed one of my nuts, man, and sucked on it so hard and pulled back.
Yeah, I thought she
was goddamn detached one of my shit. I like the goddamn passed out.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man, I almost cried right in the middle of that motherfucking forehead.
Wow.
Hey, shit, that hoe.
Man, that motherfucker pulled back real hard. I mean, she just turned it on and just pulled back. I clapped that bitch head in the head because it's so damn hard.
Wow.
Please stop.
Hey,
man,
you got my life in your hands, please.
Yeah, I'm choking that bitch out with the leg scissors. Let it go with it. Let it go.
They like dumping the dude. Can I have my dick back, please?
Yeah, man, that motherfucker about to go red back again. Oh, hell no, you not going to red back. What you doing? Just stop it. Let it out. Let it go something.
Shit.
Hell yeah, shit,
my,
yeah. Man, fuck that. Yeah, real bad. I just like I don't know, but I just like motherfuckers grabbing y'all's nipples or something and just biting that motherfucker to the point of no return, then get the pulling on it like he a motherfucking Rottweiler.
Like he.
Hey,
I think
like
that nigga lost his damn mind.
Okay,
that's just like a nut. I said, you pulling on that motherfucker, you pulling all back all hard and shit.
Times 10. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. A man's balls is the most sensitive thing in the world.
Well, it is. You pulling back. I said, man, don't you do that.
I mean, shit, you could just accidentally bump into it, motherfucker drop into his knee.
Yeah, you could blow on the motherfuckers wrong, shit.
Man, boy, drop his knee quick.
Nobody blow on him and they hurt you. I had a case of blue balls or something. You say what you
mean. I was just exaggerating, man.
Damn, Willow, you got some sensitive ass nuts there, brother.
Nah, I was just exaggerating. Me personally, I like my shit sucked just right.
He say just right. I ain't mad at you, dog. But see, y'all women, y'all don't understand. Y'all be thinking that we all hard. And see, a man got to be a damn fool. I mean, and you got some man be like, man, she can't suck on balls. Shit, did you tell her? No, man, I ain't wanna hurt her feelings. I motherfucker, when you feel my legs, when you feel that shortness of breath coming, because my legs are touching on your motherfucking head. Let him go. Turn loose, bitch. Turn him loose.
You gotta tap something.
What Kevin Hart said, you better have a safety word, nigga.
Damn,
his was pineapples.
Dang, okay. you don't know the safety word when you get the feeling like that damn that screech of pain going across your neck of my legs to clap across your damn neck. See, you gonna, I can't breathe. What the turn him loose, bitch. My grandma would say, turn them loose, bitch, turn them loose.
The safety word is pots.
Pot.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck with Father Time, talking about his pot.
That's the best joke, man. That's the best joke out of 4 years, man. That's one of the best ever.
Okay.
That was Sunshine's joke, y'all. Everybody say what up to Sunshine. She listened. That was her joke.
I got to let you in on this joke. I gotta let you in on the joke. This guy here, he's yet to. What was we talking about?
Choking.
Yeah, he's yet to choke while having sex. So. He said, "Oh man, this shit is so funny because I got."
So he wrote that shit in his glasses or some shit, and he read it backwards and it said "pox" instead of "stock."
Wow! Wow!
Oh, shit. I was like, I guess you had to be out of here, but man,
yeah, that shit was hilarious.
He stayed in the
book. Pretty funny.
He got his glasses on. She choking him, and she, you know how you breathe on somebody's glasses so they can fog up, and she said she's trying to breathe on his glasses. Right, stop on his glasses, but he got his dead spot.
Did he stop?
I'm guessing that didn't work the way she thought it would.
Right, she writes stop, but I read it as pot.
Right.
Oh, that was something, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I think that got to be the funniest joke I ever heard. But the bad part about it, I can actually picture you doing that. Hey, man. What the fuck? Why they got you in handcuffs? I told that motherfucker to stop. I promoted on his glasses. Can we see your glasses, sir? Don't you see stop on the glasses? Oh, I thought that said pot. Don't you see stop?
Oh, shit.
That was a good one.
Don't you choke nobody. I promise you don't you choke nobody.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that ranks up there in the top three of all on this show.
Man,
that one was good. Great joke, Sunshine. With a why.
That motherfucker say shit. I wrote across the glass and popped. That's the funny part of it. Okay.
That is like that.
Janine, you didn't talk to Father Time enough. You and Butter had talked to Father Time enough. Can't y'all actually picture him just like, y'all just actually try to carve out stop on his glass and he thinking y'all say a pot?
Of course. I mean,
I ain't that damn slow.
That's all you can do is breathe on your glasses when you being choked.
Right, that's the funny part about it. If you can't say shit, all you can do is,
it's funny to me because I can visualize it while you describing it. I can see that shit in my head.
Right, you actually got I'm telling you, I bet he bite down on that bottom lip. He's just like, he gets over aggressive. He chugging it shit out.
Where he tearing it up?
You lose the consciousness. You have to hold on to your neck. Little brown. See, I told you, dog, you don't know when to stop, man. That's just like you kept pinching that girl on her ass and she started crying.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man. She didn't say stop. Or pop.
This sounds so crazy. I swear it is.
Shit, she was crying. I mean, damn, at what point in time you thought that felt good?
I thought it was pain and enjoyment. You know, the pleasure and pain.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't going to never say nothing else about it again.
Well, man, I was drunk, man.
Well, I was just thinking the same thing.
That's exactly what I'm blaming it on.
I bet.
I threw those eyes at me.
Y'all, only in Sand City do you get to hear some shit like this. These motherfuckers don't know when to stop. These motherfuckers sucking balls too hard. Motherfuckers making bitches tap out. I'm not bullshitting, dog. I swear to God, when I took the shit out of motherfucker, she not going nowhere. And I'm turning to the side where I can get that rear naked choke on her.
Oh, wow.
My head pulled the shit, nigga. I'm trying to choke her ass out. The harder you bite down, the harder I'm going to try to, my legs going to tighten up.
One of us gonna pass out first in this mug.
Okay.
One of us gonna pass out. Somebody gonna pass out from the pain. Either I'm gonna pass out from the pain, or you gonna pass out from the lack of oxygen. But
yeah,
then,
I know.
I mean,
and then when you pass out, she gonna be like, "And I told you I was a professional deep sea diver."
Well, she better be something, because nah, shit, I'm going to be cracking in her forehead and everything. Let it go, some bitch. Let it go.
It's going to be like a UFC fight on that motherfucker.
Hell yeah, that's just what's going to be, a UFC fight. You're ready. Let's get it on. I'm not bullshitting, man. Shit, them motherfuckers are ultra sensitive.
Ultra.
Better tell him, like Uncle Elroy, goddammit, that's enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He 18 to go. Man, fuck all that shit. I mean, shit, that make it, then the pain shoots all the way to like your kidney. Either the smaller, your back be hurting.
See what's good. apologize. I didn't say happy birthday on the website, Cass. Happy belated.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it, greatly appreciate it.
Man, can a brother get a happy early?
Happy early birthday, Father Time. You know what I mean? We still got two more days. I, you know what I'm saying, hit you up a happy early birthday in case whatever happened.
Birthday today? Hey, man, his birthday today.
Tomorrow. We could have said happy birthday to you tomorrow.
Amen.
No, it's Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, well,
we could
say
happy birthday to you Thursday.
All right, shit. He ain't networked my birthday. Fuck him.
Taking away from his birthday.
Amen.
Right. Take away from my birthday. God damn it. They can let me shine. He ain't let me shine last week. You ain't say, well, Cass got a birthday coming up. We ain't going to be on the show, so tell him happy birthday. No.
Amen.
Let me get my belated.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, and a happy belated birthday. Happy, a happy belated birthday to Sunshine.
Oh, happy belated. When was hers?
Hers was the 17th, too.
Oh, okay. Well, happy belated. Happy belated. Hope you had a good time and
enjoy.
Okay, y'all. Well, check this out now. I know at the end of the... Well, yeah, speak of the devil, she will appear.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Really?
I mean, I'm just saying.
What's that?
Happy belated. Happy belated.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Happy belated, Sunshine.
Man, he did like he said like you did something to him. Happy
okay,
belated.
He sounds so happy when
I
he
know.
Said that, didn't he?
Yeah, well, fuck you. Hey, but now,
oh wow!
Wait a minute, now, Waylo's and Waylo's defense. Waylo said he's promised a lot of pussy on this show, and he ain't collected none yet. So, and you have to he was promised a lot of pussy on this show. He ain't collected.
See, that's when you have to realize that everything you read on the internet ain't true.
What are you talking about?
He said he was promised a lot of pussy on the site, ain't collected none yet. I say everything you read on the computer ain't true.
Oh no, this been verbal agreements.
Oh, well, shit, that's
like
legally binding, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we still got to take.
Binding.
We still got to take Sean to court for that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. And LaFon.
I ain't worried about it.
Oh yeah, LaFon.
I ain't worried about that one either.
So ain't even got the time with apparatus, huh?
Nope.
She said good. Oh.
Okay, y'all. Well, check this out, y'all. All right. I know normally we always end the show with some last words, you know what I'm saying? But I do gotta say this tonight. You know, I gotta dedicate the show to my I had a cousin passed away yesterday, Wayne. A lot of them, everybody know him as D-Dog. So I did a blog, and I felt like I at least should just say the blog. And, you know, so if y'all don't mind, I just want to say this little blog right quick, and then we can get back to what we do. All right. Take this out, y'all. September 17th is the day that I hold true. For this is my born-on date and the day that the world lost you. Dude, every time we hooked up, D just stepped back. Especially when we got that OE in our system. We didn't know how to act. I think back to that night, walking down that one block, when that girl tried to ignore you and you yelled out and told her to stop. She froze in her tracks as you walked up to a real slick. You came back walking, you came back smiling, saying that's how you do that shit. Every time I seen you, I brought that shit up to you. You just laughed and said, I do what I gotta do. Now that you're gone to heaven, I'm gonna keep you in my heart still. And one more, there's one thing I do know, this PPC click got an angel on our shoulders for real. Rest in peace to my nigga D-Dog. Love you, bro. That's what's up.
Dedication.
good.
And I gotta play. I'm talking to D Dog. I know he's not that boys to men type. I know he's the type of motherfucker that's like he don't want to hear no boys to men. Everything he did was gangster. So I'm gonna dedicate this song to my cousin. I love you, boy. I miss you. Miss you more than you ever know. It's a real hurter that you gone, man. I mean, that was one of the best that ever did it, best that ever gonna do it. My big cousin D Dog. I'm gonna dedicate this song to you. I'm gonna do it the way you would want us to do it, and I'm gonna have fun the way you want us to have fun. And like I said, just dedicate it to you, big homie. Peace.
Gangster lean.
And also my boys in the pen, and they'll never see the street again. Cause you know what? It don't matter what they was doing while they was here. They could've been banging, slanging, but they ain't here no more. Now somebody's dead, somebody's baby, or somebody's homie. So go and let them rest in peace while they're in that gangster lane. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real road.